News. I'm Jim Bertel. Chinese health officials in the central city of Wuhan confirmed 136 new cases of a new coronavirus, a huge spike, over the past 3 days. AP's Charles de Ledesma has the latest.
Health authorities in a central city where the viral pneumonia appears to have originated say they now have around 200 infected patients. As of the weekend, a third patient there had died, bringing the death toll to three. The outbreak coincides with the country's busiest travel period, as millions board trains and planes for the Lunar New Year holidays. China health officials say the source of the new type of coronavirus has not yet been found, and they don't fully understand how the virus is transmitted. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It's going to be a historic week in Washington as the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump gets underway. AP Shelley Adler reports.
While most members of President Trump's legal team will try to prove their client did nothing wrong with Ukraine, the role of Alan Dershowitz has to do with what's impeachable under the Constitution.
I'm a liberal Democrat who's been critical of many of the policies of the president. I'm here as a constitutional lawyer.
Lead impeachment manager, Congressman Adam Schiff, on the role of Dershowitz.
That's the argument I suppose you have to make if the facts are so dead set against you, if the president has admitted to the wrongdoing, his chief of staff has confessed to the wrongdoing, his European Union ambassador has confessed to the same quid pro quo.
Both Schiff and Dershowitz appeared on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Philippine officials are cracking down on people being allowed visits to the homes they fled after Taal volcano erupted. They are citing threats it could still explode. Over 110,000 people have taken refuge in evacuation centers since Taal burst to life a week ago. From Washington, this is VOA News. The EU's foreign policy chief says someone will need to act as a monitor in order for a ceasefire in Libya to work. This comes a day after world leaders agreed to respect an arms embargo and postpone military support to the two factions fighting in Libya. VOA's Latika Hoke has more on the deal.
At the end of the summit on Sunday, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that all the participants, including the parties with interests in Libya's conflict, have agreed. Libya's powerful General Haftar is controlling the country's east and is supported by Russia, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates. The government in Tripoli, led by Fayez al-Sarraj, is endorsed by the United Nations and backed by the United States, part of the European Union, and Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan thanked Sarraj for agreeing to ceasefire and urged Haftar to do the same. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Thousands of pro-gun activists, including armed militia members, are planning to gather for a rally today in the capital of Virginia in opposition to proposed new gun control regulations. AP's Julie Walker has more.
A violent 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville ended in a woman's death after a car plowed into a group of counter-protesters. For this rally in Richmond, the Virginia governor declared a temporary state of emergency and is banning all weapons. Online threats of violence have been rampant among anti-government and far-rights groups, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, which tracks white supremacists and other extremists. Meanwhile, the gun rights group that has planned the event is urging peace. I'm Julie Walker.
The Screen Actors Guild Awards were held in Hollywood last night. AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has more.
And the actor goes to
a movie that hardly anyone saw coming.
Parasite!
The Korean class satire won the SAG Award for Best Ensemble, the first foreign language movie to take that honor. If it should double down with an Oscar win next month, it will make history at the Academy Awards, too. Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston made news in a way that was much different than they did as a married couple, both winners. Aniston for The Morning Show, and Pitt joked that his role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood mirrored his personal life.
The guy who gets high, takes his shirt off, and doesn't get on with his wife.
Robert De Niro got this year's lifetime honor. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The field for this year's Super Bowl is set with the Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers earning the right to play for the National Football League Championship on February 2nd in Miami. About 100 million people are expected to watch the game. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.